Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, before we get to the next story, I just want to remind those of you that have not listened to the previous hour of my show, the White House has launched their COVID-19 test request website. So a day before the site was supposed to be scheduled to officially go online, the website covidtest.gov is now operational, includes a link for Americans to access an order form run by the U.S. Postal Service. So what happens is it's a link that then connects you to the U.S. Postal Service. You can order 4 at-home tests per residential address. I am unclear if this is something you could do every month. We do know that the insurance companies, private insurance companies, are supposed to pay up to every month. But right now I'm thinking this is a one-off where every home could get 4 test kits. Each test kit should have 2 strips in it. Why 2? Well, because they wanted us to be able to test to see if we're positive and then later test to see if we're negative. Again, these test kits aren't necessarily completely sensitive. I've seen a lot of people test negative, so most of us burn through the test kits, pretty quickly with negative tests. But if you could have 4 at home per residential address, you can't use a P.O. box, you can't use a mailbox, they're good to have. Again, the official launch is tomorrow, but it's already up. I was able to order some. A lot of people have been already sharing that link. So before it crashes later this week, if it's going to, covidtest.gov is the website. Okay, speaking of crashing, we don't want airlines to crash, airplanes, any issues going on there. So AT&T and Verizon has agreed to halt the 5G rollout for now. Now, this 5G rollout was supposed to be planned as of tomorrow. And the Biden administration is actively engaging to avoid a 5G crisis at airports after the FAA and plane manufacturers warned that cellular giants near 88 airports could give false readings and confuse pilots. This is not good. I don't know much about piloting or aviation, but if the signal is going to disrupt their instruments or disrupt data that they're getting, that could be bad, 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 bad news. The FAA has warned pilots, according to Daily Mail, not to use their altimeters to read their altitudes at more than 80 airports. The altimeter gives clear readings of a plane's altitude. This is a key tool when you're doing instrument, if you're instrument rated, have low visibility. The signals are dangerously similar to 5G wavelengths. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, I guess, is the one in charge, and he's supposed to be publicly addressing this issue. The Allied Pilots Association spokesperson Dennis Cahir said this is reckless, it's dangerous, and it's got to stop. Only 50 airports near 5G signals have buffers, but they could still be affected by some of the launch of AT&T and Verizon's new services. It comes as airline CEOs and pilot leaders warned about the, quote, reckless launch of 5G that could cause 1,100 flight cancellations Wednesday. Let me look at FlightAware. Hold on a second. I'd like to see where we are with our FlightAware. Because, there were a bunch of, let me see. They have the, I just want to see the flight status. Hold on a second. I like FlightAware because you see all these little airplanes. It just blows your mind how many airplanes are around are the real-time air traffic. Oh, okay, I can't find the delays. Hold on a second. There's supposed to be a way to find the delays. That's not good. Okay, let me hold on a second. Because wasn't on Monday we had 3,000? Yeah, wasn't there like 3,000 flights that were canceled? Okay, well, as soon as I'm able to find, you know, any of the delays, I'll tell you. I'm sorry about that. My computer's slow. But, hold on a second. No, it's not telling us. Okay. So anyway, AT&T and Verizon have reluctantly agreed, we're being told, to delay the launch of their C-band 5G technology after the FAA and pilots unions threatened to cancel thousands of flights over fear the rollout would make it unsafe to fly. And they were right to do so. I have to fly out on Thursday night. The new technology was due to launch the 19th. That has been a deadline in the making for 2 years. Why are we so behind? COVID. Well, really, 2 years we knew this was coming? We've been talking about 5G for a while. I'm also confused because my phone says 5G. I thought I'd been on 5G for a while. So this is C-band 5G technology. Maybe it's like new and improved. There are some 500 towers that the FAA says are way too close to 88 airports. It could confuse the radar altimeter that we need when it's foggy, when we have low visibility. Snowstorms. We're in the dead of winter. We're dealing with snowstorms. If the altimeter can't be trusted, pilots say it's unsafe to fly, and thousands of commercial and cargo flights will have to be grounded. Isn't that how John F. Kennedy Jr. Possibly crashed? I don't know if he was instrument rated, but they believe that he was not. He might have been flipped and not even realizing it. It's scary. My husband is a private plane pilot, so you know he's not a commercial airline pilot. That's a much bigger plane. But he says that when they train you, you know, you're almost kind of like blindfolded, and you have to trust your altimeter. Obviously, you can see your controls, but it's like you have no idea how flipped you could be, and you know when you're up there at that altitude, and so you really have to trust your controls, which is why you know I mean I trust pilots, I sometimes don't trust the machines, you know, and that's why I want to make sure that you know nobody's messing with the planes. What was it that one person tried to mess with some of the what was it? It was like a couple years ago where somebody kind of, it was a disgruntled employee, one of the mechanics, that tried to mess with one of the big planes. But this could mess with tons of planes. On Monday, the CEOs of several major airlines wrote to the Biden administration asking for interference and said thousands of flights would be canceled if the 5G deployment went ahead. The White House is now helping broker an agreement between the two industries. At a briefing on Tuesday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the White House understands what is at stake for both industries. So a deal is being worked on now to allow 90% of the towers, 4,500, to be turned on, holding back the ones that are close to the airports, which makes sense. Okay, I mean, that's compromise, but, I mean, are we sure that the 5G signals are in the wavelength range that could, you know, I mean, so I don't know if this has been tested and true. So I guess we're waiting on Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to comment, and we'll go from there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is our producer. So, Omicron variant is now 99.5% of U.S. COVID cases. For those of you who have not gotten it, expect to. It is a very, very infectious, very easily accessible virus, and apparently it's hitting the unvaccinated, the vaccinated, the boosted, and those who had COVID. So when somebody tells me they had COVID in 2020 and now they have symptoms, so it can't be COVID again, I'm like, it can be. When somebody says they just had Delta in the September of 2021, it can be. If somebody said they not only had one Pfizer shot, they had two Pfizer shots, and they got boosted 2 weeks ago, it could still be COVID. And then if somebody was unvaccinated, you know, I'm assuming they've had some natural immunity. No. So the agency has shown that there has been over 65 million confirmed cases in the U.S., over 847,000 deaths. The Delta variant is now down to 0.5% as the Delta variant is starting to kind of wane. But COVID, we think, is going to possibly be already peaking. We will still see more cases in the coming weeks because those that have tried to hide out, apparently it gets you. We are expecting the numbers to start going down. And then hopefully by February, we will be out of the thick of the wave. According to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center, America has reported 717,000 new cases, 1,100 deaths in the past day. The university's count shows the U.S. had 66 million confirmed cases total. And hospitalizations are starting to fall in the east. So that is slowing where it first hit. Why? Well, because, I mean, once you get it, once you recover from it, hopefully you have that window. I'm telling you right now, cough can still go on. Some of the symptoms can still linger. It's not going to be a quick 4 or 5 day illness. For some people, it will be longer. However, hopefully it's mild. Most of you will hopefully not be hospitalized. Again, if you're unvaccinated, you are at higher risk of hospitalization. If you have comorbidities, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, obesity, that can make it worse for you. Or if you don't have access to a hospital. 4 hospitals in Oklahoma City reported that they have no intensive care beds available. And this is something that we've discussed on the show. When no hospital beds are available, is that the unvaccinated fault? Is that COVID fault? Or is that a fault of our healthcare infrastructure? That concerns me. You know, when I see that we have 6,000 hospital beds in my state of 3-4 million people, 6,000 hospital beds are not enough during a pandemic. ICU beds are really lacking, failing. We have a under hospital bed, under ICU bed use. And I know people are like, well, hospitals cost money. It costs money to staff and have them. I remember seeing the movie Pearl Harbor. Actually, any TV show that cover or movie that covered Pearl Harbor, you saw how nice the hospital was. It was nice and open. Nothing happens there. The nurse is joking about nothing happens there. And then, man, that hospital was not enough when Pearl Harbor hit, when we were attacked. And so, I really think the plan in the future is having the turntable where you can modify another existing structure or medical facility to then be used for overflow. I think every city should have ample ventilators, ample equipment, as well as a reserve of medical workers. That will keep their training up. Maybe every 6 months, take a refresher course, such that when the poop hits the fan, you convert some facilities into medical facilities. You bring in the staff. You bring in filtration units. Obviously, some locations aren't reverse filtration. Some hospital rooms aren't reverse filtration. You bring in the staff, and you have people ready to go. We are always overwhelmed every Christmas, every winter season. We are always overwhelmed. A lot of the kids just went back to college today. I love the idea of winter break being about a month, maybe even longer. Because look at what happened. Always during Christmas time and the travel after Thanksgiving, November, December, January are some of the worst of the hospital use of the hospital maxed and healthcare workers being ill. And that's when we're sending kids back to school. Kids are back to school. Have kids off school during this time. Have them in school during the summer. Or just shorten summer break and give some of that to winter break. But I just don't understand kids going right back to school January 2nd or 3rd. When we're always in the midst of flu, cough, cold, croup, pneumonia season, RSV season. For the week ending Sunday, West Virginia reported more than 20,200 positive COVID-19 cases, 18% higher than the record of 17,000 confirmed cases set the previous week. So West Virginia cases are going up. Now keep in mind, okay, we had a problem accessing COVID tests. And at-home COVID tests don't get counted. So when somebody says, oh, yeah, you know, I had COVID, if you tested at home, those numbers didn't get counted. If somebody's test didn't show positive, that won't get counted, like mine. I swear I had COVID, even though my test was negative. I just don't trust the test. And then, of course, you have the liars. They're like, I got to fly somewhere. I want to go to this party. I got a date. I feel fine. I think we're, you know, don't ask, don't tell. So whenever I hear of these positive COVID cases, to me it is such an underestimation. Because how many people are voluntarily showing us on Facebook or their Instagram their positive test? Some do. They're like, okay, this is why I'm not going to school. This is why I'm not going to work. I ain't lying. Here's my COVID test. Yet I see everybody else posting their negative tests. Okay, because we're going to see them at a party this weekend. And we're going to see them at a conference. Or you're going to see them at the airport. You're going to be like, what's going on here? Two large school districts in Kansas canceled classes this week due to a surge in cases. I live in Southern Nevada. Southern Nevada, they canceled schools until tomorrow. So some are speculating about where the variant would peak or when. I think it's going to peak within the next week or two. There is a lot of debate on whether we're going to get another surge soon. I think we're going to see some flu. And then, yeah, I think we're going to see another variant in the spring, summer. I wish we did. And hopefully it won't be as bad and as rushed as Omicron. Not sure if anybody's been really, really working on the vaccine, the new vaccine. We're being told they have been for a year now. Not sure when the new vaccine's coming out. 75% of the eligible U.S. population are vaccinated. Only 80 million people have gotten the booster. Still not as much as the Biden administration would like, but there's a lot of booster hesitancy. So for those of you that haven't gotten Omicron, if you start to feel a hoarse voice, if your voice is cracking, if your throat feels dry, if then it feels gummy, and then your nose starts to feel a little congested, and then you start to get a cough, some body aches, maybe a low-grade fever, those could be symptoms of COVID. It could also be symptoms of flu, but usually flu is a much higher fever. A lot of people say, oh, my cough is changing. It went from dry to wet. Well, your body is going to want to get rid of the goo. You know, a lot of you had the nose running. I did. My nose just ran for a day and a half. I let it run. I got raw, but I let it run. Trying to suck it up just keeps the virus in there. Get the virus out. Let it run out. Like if you have mild diarrhea, let that mild diarrhea get out. Let it take out whatever virus or bug that's in there. You start to over, you know, run, you could get dehydrated, but mildly get it out. So the gumminess is very frustrating. The Mucinex D, I noticed, worked really well. Make sure your doctor says you could take it. When the cough goes from dry to wet, the virus might have died, but you still have the goo and the inflammation that helped attack it and kill it. Well, that stuff has to get out. So, you know, people go, how come my bronchitis lasts for weeks? Well, because the inflammatory process left residue. It's like a party. You know where all the guests leave the party, but the mess is there, so you can't go back to living in your living room until you clean the mess? That's kind of what bronchitis is, or the after cough you get from COVID. Now, could the COVID, Omicron COVID, be lasting longer than 5 days? It probably can. I mean, originally, the CDC said COVID lasts 10 days, but that was the wild-type virus. I wouldn't be surprised if for some people it's longer. But when that cough kind of changes, it could be active infection, but it could be your body trying to get rid of it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your way.
weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
20% of Americans have caught coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, which puts the number at more than 66.3 million. More than 851,000 have died so far. The Omicron variant causing cases to skyrocket in recent weeks, but there is hope the surge is waning. That's because the number of new cases is down to 717,000 a day. It was more than 1.3 million just a week ago. The Senate beginning debate on voting rights legislation today.
The American people deserve to see their senators go on record on whether they will support these bills or oppose them.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. The bill's not expected to get the 60 votes needed to pass. USA Radio News. Medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, got very defensive during a hearing earlier in January when Republican senators demanded answers about his finances. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall was one of the GOP senators, and he claims to know why Dr. Fauci got so defensive on Fox and Friends.
While the rest of the economy was shut down, why so many people couldn't go to work to make a living, he made almost $2 million. He's the highest paid federal employee right now, making $434,000 a year.
There's a new all-time record for the number of guns found at security checkpoints around the country. The TSA saying 5,972 guns were discovered by officers last year. That easily surpassed the more than 4,400 guns found in 2019. 86% of the weapons found last year were loaded. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nancy says, Dr. Dolly, you will never be silenced. Please don't let anybody silence you. So I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. Just to kind of recap, one of the larger stories of last night was an internist lost her license, so got suspended. She might lose her license permanently, depending on what happens with the hearing, because of her hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin prescribing, her stance on masks, on vaccines, and her violation of multiple medical board rules. And she's a 70-year-old internist, Dr. Meryl Nass, who now is being forced to undergo a neuropsychological evaluation because of her posts, and they feel she could be a danger to patients. And this is causing a lot of mixed feelings in the medical community because on one hand, she did violate a lot of the board's rules. You know, for example, she lied to a pharmacist about a patient's condition to get them hydroxychloroquine. You're not allowed to use deceit. You're not allowed to lie. She claims she did that, you know, to help the patient, which, you know, sounds like she's very passionate about helping her patients. But that's a board rule, and the boards are allowed, the boards, medical boards are allowed to have these rules and allowed to sanction you as they wish for those, even though there's going to probably be a lot of debate coming forward with this. So on one end, you know, if she violated the medical board's rules, the medical board has it within the realm to suspend a license and then allow for a hearing. On the flip side, people are like, well, wait a second. So any doctor that doesn't follow what Biden and Fauci and Walensky say is going to be scared into hushing up and fearing they'll lose their license. So this obviously has drawn a lot of concern, and not only from those in the medical community, but also patients. Many patients have told me they got ivermectin. They got hydroxychloroquine. Well, in Maine, this doctor is possibly losing her license for prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which means if other medical boards decide to scrutinize what your doctor is writing, that doctor could be sidelined or benched. So there's a, and again, in the medical board's defense, if they believe that hydroxychloroquine kills people and it is delaying care for the patient, it is their duty to protect the patients. In the doctor's defense, if she has read the studies and she feels it's going to help, then does she have a right to do what she can to help people? Because a lot of doctors write off-label medication. So here's some of the details. All right. They say Dr. Nass was given a license to practice in Maine August 22, 1997. She's internal medicine and appears she has still kept her board certification. She's 70 years old, trained at MIT, University of Mississippi. On December 19th, the board received a report from a physician. The physician reported that she had admitted a patient to her service that day, and that the patient had for 2 weeks dyspnea, cough, and fatigue, trouble breathing, cough, and fatigue. The physician reported that the patient told her that Dr. Nass diagnosed the patient over the phone with COVID. Now, remember, everybody's been doing telemedicine these days. It's a shame because, you know, patients, I don't think, are getting the full evaluation. But this is all we could do while doctor's offices are closed, and I perform telemedicine. But the physician reported that the patient told her that Dr. Nass was diagnosed her over the phone with COVID, gave her 5 days of ivermectin, which is not indicated for the treatment of COVID, per FDA and CDC. The physician reported that the patient was unvaccinated and was hospitalized, requiring supplemental oxygen for COVID-19 pneumonia. So a doctor who admitted a patient, tattletaled, told the board, look, I got somebody who was given ivermectin. Now, a lot of doctors have been given ivermectin, trying to treat people at home for COVID. Now, apparently, there was a lot of handwritten pages, copies of phone texts. Dr. Nass initially sent phone text messages. These were, I think, two patients, another patient. There was patient one, the son, texted her regarding his two parents, all of whom had COVID at the same time. All three wound up eventually in the hospital, and the texts are intermingled for all three patients. If you don't keep accurate medical records, you're in trouble. Now, I work for a telemedicine company who handles the medical records. But if a doctor is doing over-the-phone medication and isn't documenting properly, they will also get sanctioned by the medical board. You can't just take care of somebody and not write it down. So there's a whole bunch of texts, a whole bunch of telemedicine. That's why I don't let my patients text me. Because I can't take the text and put it into a medical record. It's just, it could get us in trouble. Go through the telemedicine company where then it's recorded, and then we could put it on the note. They say a September 28th progress note has no patient medical history, no physical exam, no chief complaint, no coordination of care, set follow-up care, no medical decision-making, no diagnosis, no informed consent, no assessment of plan other than identifying ivermectin, zinc, vitamin C, and aspirin. So she got in trouble for not having proper notes. Then One of the patients said, Dr. Nass, my parents aren't doing very well. By December 17th, my dad's breathing is very shallow. When he tries to breathe deeply, he begins to cough violently. I don't see any signs of improvement. When do I need to consider taking him to the ER? Should we be taking more ivermectin? Dr. Nass wrote, then I guess there was no, like, immediate text. That's another issue. Okay, if the doctor doesn't get back to you right away because they are on their Saturday, if they are asleep, if they are in the shower, that could be held against you, which is, again, why I don't have patients text. Now, I would have told the patient to go to the ER. Then the son texts, I think it might be time for my parents to take my parents to the ER. They're getting very weak. I don't see any symptoms improving. Can you talk? She responded, my son's family is just getting ready to leave. Can we talk at 2? So she offered to talk to them 40 minutes later. But again, if the dad is having trouble breathing, she should have just texted, go now. Now again, a doctor who allows patients to text her on a private time will talk to them when they ask for free. If she charged or not, you know, I mean, it looks like she cares, but patients ended up in the hospital. Then Dr. Nass actually had to try to get the patient hydroxychloroquine by lying that they had Lyme disease. She notified the board. She said the patient and I wanted him treated with hydroxychloroquine. I reviewed his dozen or so medications, discussed all potential drug interactions, and how to ameliorate them, and we decided to proceed. But the problem was finding a pharmacist willing to dispense the drug. She said, I was eventually forced, when the pharmacist called a few minutes ago and asked me for the diagnosis, to provide misinformation that I was prescribing the drug for Lyme disease, as this was the only way to get a potentially life-saving drug for my patient. She posted her communication to board staff, and she actually wrote on her website blog. So right after doing that, she notified the board she did that. But again, you aren't allowed to lie. So there was other issues also in terms of her writing hydroxychloroquine for a pregnant patient, and then her website and her social media posts saying the CDC is criminal. But also she had social media posts saying, look, why isn't the federal government accepting natural immunity? Why can't we show our antibodies? So a lot of doctors are like, well, wait a second. She said some things that many doctors have voiced, but then, yeah, calling the CDC criminal, you could get in some sort of, you could get, you know, some wrist slap for that. So the problem is the medical board thinks that she is a danger to the public. If they want vaccines, if they want people vaccinated and somebody is anti-vaccines, they could potentially, you know, take away her license. So now she has to undergo a neuropsychiatric evaluation based on her social media posts. And I've seen what a lot of you guys have posted. I mean, wow. I mean, you guys put some crazy, crazy stuff. Does that mean everybody that, you know, puts some very, you know, publicity attractive comments needs a neuropsych eval? So, you know, a doctor is supposed to be professional, and they're professional conduct all the time. So they're going to probably accost her on that during the hearing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. It's a tough case.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brandon says, Dr. Dahlia, I just tested for COVID. I have comorbidities of asthma, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, COPD. How do I get the Pfizer drug, and how does it help me? I don't think you're going to get the Pfizer drug yet. Talk to your doctor. It may be in your area, maybe in your neck of the woods. It might be in your local pharmacies. In my neck of the woods, I don't think we got it yet. I haven't called the pharmacies. I just don't have the time to call the pharmacies every day. Not exactly sure, Brandon, where you live. But definitely talk to your medical provider. I am very excited about the drugs. We've known about them for a while. Just I don't think they're available yet. So the latest drug to be FDA approved was Merck's Molnupiravir. So right before Christmas, The FDA granted emergency authorization for Merck Ridgeback's molnupiravir. The molnupiravir is a five-day course that you're supposed to start immediately after being diagnosed with COVID. Only from mild to moderate. You have to have a positive COVID test. If you're at high risk for progression, which would be you, you know, because you have multiple health issues, for whom alternative COVID-19 treatment options authorized by FDA are not accessible or clinically appropriate, hence monoclonal antibodies. Can't use molnupiravir in kids. It's only 18 on up. Not authorized for initiation of treatment if someone's in the hospital. So if you're out of the hospital and you're just, I just tested positive, again, you would be a candidate. Can't take it after 5 days. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You can't take it longer than 5 days. I think it has to be started within 72 hours as soon as possible. I believe you could start it within the 5 days, but I don't quote me on that. You cannot use it for pre-exposure or post-exposure. So if you're at work and somebody had COVID, you're fine. You haven't tested positive, aren't supposed to be taking it. And it can only be prescribed by physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants that are licensed. So can't get it over the counter. They come as 200 milligrams. There's four tablets that you got to take twice a day for a total of 5 days. Originally, we were told they could cut the risk of hospitalization death by 50% in mild to moderate cases. Then recent studies found that number lower to 30%. It's an antiviral known as a nucleoside analog. So how molnupiravir works is it interferes with the building blocks of the virus, mutating it, and preventing viable new virus. So the baby viruses, the baby COVID viruses, don't work right. It was approved in the UK early December. Not exactly sure how it's been working in the UK. We haven't heard much. But then the next drug, or the drug that got approved right before then, was Pfizer's protease inhibitor, Paxlovid. Now that we could use for those 12 on up. Again, you can't use it for pre-exposure or post-exposure prevention. Okay? You have to be, you have to, I guess, have tested positive. It's not a substitute for vaccination in individuals. They want to make sure you got the vaccine. The FDA has approved the vaccine, wants you to get that first, but if you need to, Paxlovid is three tablets, two tablets of nirmatrelvir, and one tablet of ritonavir, taken together orally twice daily for 5 days for a total of 30 tablets. Now, what are the side effects? Well, they say the side effects of it could be an impaired sense of taste, diarrhea, high blood pressure, muscle aches, which means if you're going to get Paxlovid, somebody should check your blood pressure first. Using Paxlovid at the same time as other drugs could result in significant drug interactions. So if you have uncontrolled or undiagnosed HIV, that could lead to HIV drug resistance. Ritonavir can also cause liver damage. So we got to be careful if you have pre-existing liver disease, liver enzyme abnormalities, or liver inflammation. So it's not a completely benign drug, but then again, compared to what COVID could do, it's pretty, you know, pretty good. Apparently, it could reduce the risk of death and hospitalization by 89%. What's the study? Well, they looked at 1,200 adults. Of those who took the medication, less than 1% needed hospitalization. Not one person died as compared to placebo. That's pretty good. So how it works is it's a protease inhibitor. Take it twice a day for 5 days. It was studied as part of the EPIC evaluation of protease inhibition for COVID-19 in high-risk patients. This was a clinical trial that was done in North and South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, with 45% of patients located in the United States. Protease inhibitors, what they do is they block an enzyme that the SARS-CoV-2 virus needs to replicate. And we've used this technology in HIV, hepatitis C. What it does is it blocks an enzyme that cuts two precursor proteins into smaller fragments. The virus needs those fragments to grow. But if it's never made into fragments, they don't have the protein, they can't multiply and infect, the virus never gets mature, and then is blunted at this stage. So it's very fascinating how that works. Now, some people think that that might be a little safer than a nucleoside analog. In fact, we don't think molnupiravir can be used in pregnant people because we don't know if it could affect the fetus. So the antiviral stage, the proteolysis that it does, doesn't seem to affect DNA, doesn't seem to inject anything to anybody's DNA. but it affects a protein that the virus needs. Whereas molnupiravir incorporates RNA-like building blocks into the new virus particles that the cells are making, makes the progeny ineffective, mutate them, unable to produce to make a new virus. So it's fascinating stuff. It just, is it available to you? Well, probably not. By the way, Paxlovid can be used for kids over 12. So I would suggest this. Contact your medical provider. I mean, again, as long as you don't have high blood pressure, liver disease, then it should, you should hopefully be able to get it. I have not had any experience with it, so I can't necessarily say how good it works, but it is pretty exciting how it works, and I think it is going to be a game changer, especially if you have a positive test. So, great question. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked what's going on with Alec Baldwin. I haven't really been following too much of what's going on with the Rust investigation because I don't think they've been giving it to us that much. I do know that Alec Baldwin has turned over his cell phone to law enforcement officials. They are investigating the shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins that happened on the set of Rust. A spokesperson for the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office, because remember this happened in New Mexico, confirmed to CNN that the actor provided his phone to law enforcement officials. Not sure why it took so long. I mean, I'm not sure what could have been on the phone. If somebody said, I need your cell phone, I guess, all right, let me back it up, and then let me have another phone so I can access my phone, and you could watch me back it up. Here's my phone, so you have everything. I'll make a copy, so I have all my contacts and all that, have my pictures, and here you go. I mean, again, if they have a warrant, and honestly, what, I got Disneyland pictures on it. I got a lot of selfies, and I checked my teeth. I really need to glean those pictures, because when I check my teeth, I don't have a mirror in my purse. I don't know why I do this. So what I do is I take a selfie picture with my phone, and then I magnify it to see if I got food in my teeth. Those pictures probably I should get rid of just in case anybody ever looks at my phone. So they're going to gather information and then try to get some. I don't know what they're looking for in there. Helena Hutchins was fatally shot October 21st during a rehearsal for a scene in a church at Bonanza Creek Ranch. Director Joel Sousa was also injured in the shooting. Now, late last year, Alec Baldwin was on George Stephanopoulos' show on ABC, and they said that during the scene was going to show Baldwin cocking the gun, and he and Hutchins were going over how she wanted to position his hand before the gun went off. He said, I would never point a gun at anyone and pull the trigger, and I believe him. I don't think he wanted any of this to happen, obviously. Not sure, though, what's going on with the cell phone, unless they're trying to look to see if the testimony he gave was true. Maybe they want to see what, I don't know, I'm not an investigator, but it is definitely fascinating. And so we'll see what happens. But, man, it's just tragic that somebody lost their life over something so stupid. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DNA.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.